ABC Radio Australia.
The Fiji Silktails rugby league team are following in the footsteps of the PNG Hunters with plans to relocate to Australia full-time for the 2021 season to get around international travel restrictions. And in another big development, the new club are about to sign off on a partnership deal with the Sydney Roosters NRL team. As Richard Hewitt reports, for those players with families, being away from Fiji for more than 6 months will be tough, but there's excitement about the chance to put themselves in the NRL shop window for an entire season.
The Silktails' debut in New South Wales Ron Massey Cup competition was successful but brief. One game and one big win, 40-16 on home territory over the Windsor Wolves in La Toca. Then COVID-19 struck and the rest of the season was abandoned. Now, borders may be opening up in Australia, but the lifting of international travel barriers and quarantine restrictions is some way off yet. So the decision has been taken by the Silktails management to set up camp in Sydney next year to guarantee they can take a full part in the 2021 season. But coach Wes Ngama concedes it's a move that could certainly pose personal problems for some of his players.
We had a meeting and had a chat about what the difficulties could be, and we kept an open mind and open door policy where if they sort of that was going to be a struggle, that we had that conversation, and also if they needed support along the way, you know, we could always be there for them.
But while there might be difficulties, Ngama says the move to Australia also opens up big possibilities.
The plus side of being over there for the whole 20 rounds or so, you know, they get more exposure and more chance to be seen by the NRL clubs, and that's a definite plus for the playing squad.
Steve Driscoll is the Silktails' chief executive, and he says while the switch to Sydney is not ideal, it's the sensible option.
Oh, look, the perfect scenario would be they get the chance to play half the season in front of their friends and family and loved ones, as well as doing it here. But we've done some really good stuff in country this year in terms of building the game from the ground up and rebuilding our footy program. So, yeah, don't get to see the benefits of that if we're not playing in this competition. So it's important that we just make that part happen.
Once the 2020 season was called off, money set aside to fund the Silktails' first year in the New South Wales competition setup was reallocated to the EDP. The Elite Development Program in Fiji. And Steve Driscoll says it's a move that's had a huge impact during the domestic season, which wasn't affected by COVID-19.
We've set up three training centres, one in La Toca, which is our centre of excellence, and then we've put one in the Coral Coast at Singatoka Methodist College, and then we've set one up underneath the FNRL's headquarters in Suva. The best part about what we've been able to do this year is that we've got 90 guys training in these different pods, and it's been a bit of a roadmap put out to them all in terms of when we feel that they'll be ready to become Silktails. So a lot of those guys are long-term projects and they're fully aware of that, and it's all been part of the education around those guys wanting to become Silktails players.
We were able to identify the 90 best players across Fiji. Through that, we were able to start our Pathways program. Just to see the growth of these boys from day one to the end of the season to the grand final now has been amazing. You know, physically getting them in the gym for 3 days a week. For the first 8 weeks of the competition, we had them on the field for 2 sessions as well. And then they went back to their clubs and trained with them and played with them. And the way they applied themselves has been great, you know, and it's raised the standard of the competition over here big time. There's a heap of them involved in the grand final and the third state of origin. I think across the both teams in the state of origin, there's 26 players involved from our EDP. And I'm just really excited. I get to name the first 15 contracted blokes after the grand final, and then we'll keep running the EDP through to December. I'll name the last 12 spots, and then we'll come together for our pre-season as a group for the first time in January.
There was also money put aside to fund club registrations in Fiji, and Steve Driscoll says the spin-off effect on the local competition has been dramatic.
The Vodafone Cup had 27 teams participate this year, which is the highest it's ever been. And the beauty of what our program's done is it's really evened out the competition, because there's been a lot more players exposed to better training and our EDP program. And reviving that Coral Coast and Singatoka region's been a real target of the Silktails, and it's really paid dividends there.
Once they arrive in Sydney next year, the Silktails profile is set to rise significantly, with approval imminent for a partnership deal with one of the NRL's biggest names, the Sydney Roosters. And as a result, Wes Ngama says there is plenty of excitement in the Silktails camp.
Some of them are Sydney Roosters supporters, you know, just for the chance for them to progress and play for the Roosters one day will be a great opportunity. But I just feel with that relationship, we'll all become better managers, better coaches and better players. I know there's an opportunity there too for our women's rugby league team to transition into playing at a high level with the Roosters. All in all, if it was to go forward, it'd just be a great thing for not only the Silktails, but for rugby league in Fiji.
Right now, a significant slice of the funding for the Silktails is coming from the Australian government. Steve Driscoll says that deal is locked in until 2023, but the team is ambitious to become self-sufficient as soon as possible.
We're not just going to rest on our laurels and hope that they continue to support us. We need to be a little bit smart about what we do and use this to get on the back of some good corporate support and take advantage commercially of what we can do here. We're building a really big online following at the moment. Both the rugby league community and our Fijian community, the interest is through the roof. So once we actually make the official announcement, when we get here, stuff like our membership and all that can start to take shape. And hopefully in this next 4-year period, really secure our place long term.
And while the Fijian team is based at their home away from home in Sydney during 2021, moves are afoot to ensure that their fans back in the islands don't miss out on following the action.
We have spoken with the New South Wales Rugby League and the NRL about that. They think that it won't be an issue, so that it'll just be purely around how that platform works. It's top of the discussions that we're having with them at the moment. Unfortunately, we don't have an answer on that yet, but the indications are really positive that we can do that.
TV coverage is certainly a key part of not just maintaining the momentum in Fiji, but building on it. Because while rugby and rugby sevens have dominated the sporting landscape there for the longest time, Wes Nagama says the tide is starting to turn in rugby league's favour.
We're definitely narrowing the gap. Kids out of high school, all they knew was sevens and playing rugby union for Fiji. But just with the standard of the competition, word getting around, every Wednesday since I got out of isolation in July has been dedicated to community work. So we've been able to go into places where rugby league hasn't been before. Rucky Rucky, the Yasawas, the rugby league had never been taken there. We're just trying to spread the word and show our presence here and just let these boys and girls know that if you want to play rugby league at a high level, there's a direct pathway for you to do that now.